This is VOA News, Fire Remote. I'm Tom. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden are both going on the offense, campaigning in states they're trying to flip during in the general election, now just over 2 weeks away. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the details.
I love going to churches.
President Trump began his Sunday with a visit to the non-denominational International Church of Las Vegas, where Pastor Denise Goulet told him she'd had a vision.
At 4:30, the Lord said to me, I am going to give your president a second win.
The president made this appeal.
You better get out because we have a group on the other side that doesn't agree with us.
Hello, North Carolina!
Joe Biden addressed supporters at a drive-in rally in Durham, North Carolina, mocking the president's optimistic statements on the coronavirus pandemic.
My grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turn the corner.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Thousands of people gathered across France Sunday to support teachers and defend freedom of expression after the killing of Samuel Paty, a history teacher beheaded by a suspected Islamist on Friday. From Paris to Marseille, large crowds gathered quietly, passing and pausing regularly to applaud, hold minutes of silence, or to sing the national anthem. Politicians from across the spectrum showed solidarity by attending the various events after the killing that has shocked the country. 47-year-old Paty was killed outside his school in a Paris suburb by an 18-year-old attacker. Earlier this month, the teacher had shown his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class on freedom of expression, angering a number of Muslim parents. Muslims believe that any depiction of the Prophet is blasphemous. This is VOA News. In an effort to counter Chinese influence and build stronger economic and defensive ties in the region, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga made Vietnam his first overseas trip since taking over for his former boss Shinzo Abe last month. There was a welcome ceremony Monday for him at the Vietnamese Presidential Palace in Hanoi. He's also spending time in Indonesia on this trip. As part of his visit to Vietnam, Suga is promoting exports of Japanese-made military equipment with the signing of a defense equipment and technology transfer agreement with Vietnam. There were tense scenes in the streets of Santiago on Sunday as demonstrators faced off with police on the one-year anniversary of mass protests over inequality that left more than 30 people dead and thousands injured. Protesters threw fireballs and rocks in the direction of police, with officers responding with tear gas and water cannon. Last year's demonstrations, which began on October 18th, raged until mid-December as Chileans gathered nationwide to call for reforms to the pension, healthcare, and education systems. Bahrain and Israel signed a joint communique to formalize the ties during a visit by an Israeli and U.S. delegation Sunday to broaden cooperation that Washington has promoted as an anti-Iran bulwark and a potential economic bonanza. Bahrain followed the United Arab Emirates in agreeing last month to normalize the ties with Israel, stunning Palestinians who had demanded statehood before any such regional rapprochement. The accord has drawn anger among Bahrainis at home and abroad. The government of Bahrain, where a Sunni Muslim minority rules a Shiite majority population, has said the deal protects its interest from Iran. Dozens of protesters were detained in Minsk on Sunday as tens of thousands more marched through the streets of the Belarusian capital, demanding the resignation of the veteran president Alexander Lukashenko. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by strikes and weekly street protests since authorities announced that Lukashenko, who has ruled in fashion since 1994, had secured re-election on August 9th with 80% of the vote. The Belarusian opposition considers the election to be rigged and demands Lukashenko to step down. Security forces have detained more than 13,000 people since the election. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.